Michael nodded, got into his truck, and leaned on the open window, looking up at me. Yes, both of them are proud and stubborn. Friction rose until it exploded this spring. Molly left home, dropped out of school. It's been difficult. I can see that, I said, and sighed. Maybe you should pitch in with Charity. Maybe the two of you could sit on her until she gets back on the straight and narrow. Michael smiled a little. She's Charity's daughter. 100 parents sitting on her couldn't make her surrender. He shook his head. A parent's authority can only go so far. Molly has to start thinking and choosing for herself. At this point, twisting her arm until she cries uncle isn't going to help her do that. Doesn't seem like Charity agrees with you, I said. Michael nodded. She loves Molly very much. She's terrified of the kinds of things that could happen to her little girl. He glanced at the house. Which brings me to a question for you. Yeah? Is there some kind of dangerous situation developing? I chewed on my lip and then nodded. It seems probable, but I don't have anything specific yet. Is my daughter involved in it? Not to my knowledge, I told him. Her boyfriend got arrested tonight. She talked me into bailing him out. Michael's eyes narrowed a little, but then he caught himself, and I saw him force the angry expression from his face. I see. How in the world did you get her to come here? It was what I charged for my help, I said. She tried to back out, but I convinced her not to. Michael grunted. You threatened her? Politely, I said. I'd never hurt her. I know that, Michael said, his tone gently reproving. Behind us, the front door opened. Molly stepped out onto the porch, hugging herself with her arms. She stood that way for a moment, ignoring us. A few seconds later, a light on the second floor came on. Charity, presumably, had gone back upstairs. Michael watched his daughter for a moment, pain in his eyes. Then he took a deep breath and said, May I ask a favor of you? Yes. Talk to her, Michael said. She likes you, respects you. A few words from you might do more than anything I could tell her right now. Whoa, I said, I don't know. You don't have to negotiate a treaty, Michael said, smiling. Just ask her to talk to her mother, to be willing to give a little. Compromise has to work both ways, I said. What about Charity? She'll come around. Am I the only one who has noticed that Charity really doesn't regard me with what most of the world thinks of as fairness or fondness? I am the last person in the world likely to get her to sit down for a reconciliation talk. He smiled. Have a little faith. Oh, please, I sighed, but there wasn't any real feeling behind it. Will you try to help? Michael asked. I scowled at him. Yes. He smiled at me, mostly in his eyes. Thank you. I'm sorry you walked into the crossfire tonight. Molly told me there'd been trouble at home. Bringing her here seemed like the right thing to do. I appreciate it. Michael frowned, his eyes distant for a moment, then said, I've got to get moving. Sure, I said. He met my eyes and said, If something arises, will you keep an eye on them for me? It would make me feel a lot better to know you were watching over them until I return. I glanced back at his house. What happened to having faith? He smiled. Seems a bit lazy to expect the Lord to do all the work, doesn't it? His expression grew serious again. Besides, I do have faith, Harry. In him. And in you. Demon-infested me writhed in uncomfortable guilt on the inside. I'll keep an eye on them, of course. Thank you, Michael said, and put the truck in gear. When I get back, I need to talk business with you, if you have the time. I nodded. Sure, good hunting. God be with you, he replied with a deep nod, and then he pulled out and left. Have sword, will travel. Hi-o silver, away. Get Molly and Charity to sit down and talk things out. Right. I had about as much chance to do that as I did of backpacking my car to the top of Mount Rushmore. I was gloomily certain that even if I did manage to get them together, it would only make things go more spectacularly wrong once they were there. The whole house would probably go up in an explosion when Mother met Anti-Mother. No good could come of this one. Why in the world had I agreed to it? Because Michael was my friend. And because I was, in general, too stupid to turn down people in need. And maybe because of something more. Michael's house had always been full of hectic life, but it had been a place, in general, of talk and warmth and laughter and good food. The ugly shouts and snarls of Molly and Charity's quarrel had stained the place. They didn't belong there. I had never had a home like that growing up. Even now that Thomas and I had found one another, when I thought of a family, I thought of the Carpenter household. I had never had that kind of intimacy, closeness. Those who have such a family seldom realize how rare and precious it is. It was something worth preserving. I wanted to help. And Michael had a point. I might have a chance to get through to Molly. That was only half the battle, so to speak, but it was probably more than he could manage from his own position. But whatever higher power arranged these things had a demented sense of timing, given how much I had on my plate already. Hell's bells. Molly came over to me after Michael's truck had vanished. She stood beside me in the quiet summer evening, silent.
I guess you need a ride back to your place, I said.
I don't have any money, she replied quietly.
Okay, I said. Where do you need to go?
The convention, she replied. I have friends there, a room for the weekend. She glanced over her shoulder at the house.
The Rugrat seemed glad to see you, I observed.
She smiled fleetingly and her voice warmed. I didn't realize how much I missed them. Dumb little Jawas. I thought about nudging her toward her mother for a second, then decided against it.
She might decide to do it if she wasn't pressured, but the second she thought I was trying to force her into something, she'd dig in her heels. So all I said was, they're cute kids.
Yes, she replied quietly.
I'm heading for the convention anyway, I told her. Get in the cab.
Thank you, she said.
You're welcome, I said.